This is Ed Angelus. We're now on Season 2, Episode 29 of this podcast. And this time we'll be discussing another interesting topic about regulatory technology, or most commonly known as RegTech. For today's podcast episode, we have invited Mr. Nemo Mohan Kumar, Managing Director of BIRMEG for the Southeast Asia region, based from Singapore, as he shares with us his valuable insights on regulatory technology and its significant relevance to our present digital economy. So let's get started. Thank you for listening to FinCircle and welcome to our podcast. The use of technology to streamline the regulatory process in financial services continues to grow and evolve at a rapid pace. Recent data suggests that the opportunity afforded by RegTech solutions is being realized, with RegTechs having raised $8.3 billion across 348 deals in 2020, beating the previous high of $7.2 billion set in 2019, demonstrating that the industry is still able to raise funds and expand. It has been observed within the RegTech ecosystem that RegTech firms have the challenge of making the leap from proof of concept to demonstrating clear proof of value, essentially telling the RegTech story. Currently, the most popular options for RegTech onboarding is a combination of outsourcing augmented by in-house development, which is indicatively at 41%, with this preference expected to only increase in the future. Cost-effectiveness is the main driver behind buying directly from a vendor, while ease of process and keeping it within the business is a leading motivation for developing in-house solutions, especially if there is an already complicated internal system. It is also important to note that the word-of-mouth recommendations and reputation plays a key role in the decision-making process, with financial service organizations tending to trust solutions that have been advocated by their peers within the industry. Once in place, satisfaction with RegTech solutions is consistently high, with net satisfaction of 95% for all businesses due to manifold perceived benefits. Improved compliance is seen as the most important benefit of employing RegTech solutions. Regulation and compliance are considered complex and ever-evolving, with RegTech increasingly seen as the bridge between the firm and regulatory requirements, enabling the business to fulfill its regulatory obligations more efficiently and therefore focus on its core offering. Firms have seen an increase in regulatory obligations, leading to a need to reprioritize internally. In the face of this, demand for RegTech solutions has remained stable, which is indicatively at 52%, or has increased 43%, with a shared expectation among the industry that RegTech will be more firmly established as a trusted partner following the end of the crisis. In the medium to long term, most businesses, which is currently at 60%, believe that the RegTech sector will remain important or grow in importance in the future, with many believing that RegTech adoption will be universal among firms, which is currently at 52%. The research also identified that, in addition to better articulation and demonstration of value, other commonly cited obstacles to adoption were the need for better interoperability, which is presently at 38%, and integration of technology, which is now at 41%, especially among firms with large or complex legacy systems. Enabling financial services firms to link multiple systems and allow for easier integration is considered crucial when considering new technology and processes. This is a key area for RegTechs to consider when developing solutions for their clients in the financial service industry. As RegTech continues to grow in importance to the financial services, the study of its development and benefits and the obstacle to its adoption will likely benefit from a more detailed and refined classification of its various facets. A RegTech taxonomy that clearly identifies the various fields of expertise and technologies that comprise the RegTech offer. Most importantly, a universally agreed taxonomy can help stakeholders to speak the same language, and it basically refers to the same concepts and enable the RegTech ecosystems to grow and thrive. So it's very important to have the RegTech solutions at this point in time. In today's podcast episode, we'll be talking to Mr. Nemo Mohan Kumar, Managing Director from Bermeg based in Singapore, as he shares with us his views on regulatory technology or RegTech and its value proposition to our digital economy. It's great to have you, Nemo, and welcome to FinCircle.
Thank you very much, Edgar, and I'm glad to be on the FinCircle podcast today.
Let's probably start by defining on what is regulatory technology, or most commonly known as RegTech, and why does it matter?
So we've been hearing a lot about different types of tech. We have ed tech, health tech, mark tech, which is marketing tech. And the term RegTech is relatively a new entrant into this basket of jargons, but it is a very important term. And I'll tell you in a minute why it is so important and why does it matter. So, in short, if I have to define regulatory technology in a very simple way, it's basically technology that is used to comply with regulatory requirements. So every financial institution today is bound within a regulatory framework. They have to comply with certain regulatory requirements, and these could be requirements posted by the local in-country regulator, or it could be the requirements of a much wider pan-geographical body, right? So the types of regulators are many. The kind of regulatory requirements that they have are wide and varied. And it's become increasingly clear that technology needs to play a very important role for financial institutions to enable them to comply with these regulatory needs. And so that's what RegTech is, right? And why does it matter? It matters because regulation is a very important part of the business of a financial institution, right? Simply because they are governed by regulatory bodies, and regulatory bodies need to know. That's the very premise on which a license is issued to the financial institution. They need to know what is happening within the financial institution's books, right? So that's basically what regulatory compliance is all about. So they will ask, the regulators will ask for certain information which has to be provided in a timely and accurate manner. This information could be requested for daily or weekly or monthly or half yearly, quarterly. There are different types of frequencies, right? But it is only increasing. The regulatory demands from the regulator are only increasing. So RegTech is important because financial institutions will no longer be able to manage or keep on top of these regulatory demands by doing them manually, right? They have to rely on RegTech.
From your perspective, how important is collaboration with partners in the development of new and effective RegTech solutions?
So RegTech is a very, very, very wide area, right? Because simply because regulators come from different angles, as I explained previously. You know, you have different in-country regulators, you have regulators that are that have jurisdictions across geographies, across countries, and you have regulations that are specific to areas of business, okay? So it's very difficult for, I would say, one single organization to cover everything, right? So that's where it's important to be part of an ecosystem, part of a complementary ecosystem where different providers have niche experience in certain areas, and that can then be, you know, firmly embedded as part of an ecosystem, and you have partners, you know, which could be upstream partners, downstream partners, peer partners, you know, and together, obviously, you cover such a vast area. So RegTech is definitely a collaborative ecosystem, and there are more and more solutions, innovative solutions, established providers. There are banks, you know, that are coming in with a regulatory angle. So it's a nice crowded space and very interesting space as well. It's a very good ecosystem.
The Finance Technologies magazine has recently announced the most influential companies on financial technology for 2021. And Vermec is proud to be included in this innovative organization. What do you think is the main catalyst that lead to this significant milestone?
Yeah, it's really great that Vermec is part of this list. And there are several reasons that made this happen. But if you ask me what is one of the main reasons, I would say it's our deep domain expertise in the regulatory space that Vermec has. And this deep domain expertise is manifested into our products, obviously, because, you know, Vermec is a product and services company. So that's kind of translated and manifested into our products. It's manifested into our services when we go and, you know, the professional services for our clients, consulting for our clients. Right, clients are speaking to experts, regulatory experts from Vermec, right? And that's, I would say, is the main catalyst that has made us an influential company in the area of RegTech.
What are the most challenging hurdles that you have encountered in relation to a RegTech platform implementation and the relevant takeaways from these experiences?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are several challenges in a typical RegTech implementation, right? Because in a number of RegTech initiatives, you're dealing with a lot of data coming from, you know, the bank or the insurer or any other financial institution. And this data represents the business that they have been doing, right? And data could be very complex. There are different types of data. There's transaction data, static data, granular data, aggregated data, raw data, transformed data, right? So there's different types of data, semantics of data that needs to be handled, right? In order to get, the output right. Okay? Otherwise, you'll be coming up with something which will not be correct, which won't tally. And if it's a regulatory report, it will not pass the validations that the regulator expects in the report. And that will create more issues for the financial institution. Right. So I would say handling a client's data is I would say it's a very important and challenging part. And the way Vermeg handles our projects, we have experts who are trained to handle that, who are trained to make this an easy, seamless process for all the parties involved. Right. So that's how we have overcome that challenge, over the years through our experience. And I would say a takeaway from these experiences would be, the more control a client has on its data, the cleaner the data is, the easier it is to comply, not just for RegTech. I mean, this is the case for anything, whether you're doing MarTech or, whether you're doing an upgrade of a system, or whether you're whatever a financial institution does, if it has control on its data and it understands its data, and it can make meaningful sense of its data, I would say that's half the battle won.
In the context of the local jurisdiction in the Asia Pacific region, like Singapore, for instance, which existing regulatory compliance requirements do you feel would most benefit from RegTech?
Well, markets in Southeast Asia are continuously seeing new entrants in the form of digital banks, new fintech companies, new providers, technology companies who are venturing into the space of payments, in the space of financial markets, right? Existing compliance requirements obviously are there, and they are onerous and difficult to comply with. I would say one of the most onerous compliance requirements would be regulatory reporting, right? Where you need to submit frequent and regular regulatory reports to regulators, right? And that would benefit a lot from RegTech, I would say. Currently, even for a large number of sophisticated players, this process of submitting regulatory reports is riddled with a lot of manual processes. It's riddled with a lot of manual handling of certain upstream data, right? And it's far from STP. It's far from straight through processing, right? So I would say the area of regulatory reporting definitely has a lot more to benefit from RegTech. Having said that, a number of banks already have or are in the process of automating their regulatory requirements, but there is still a lot more that can be done.
How do you build scalable models that address the changing dynamic of risk and regulation?
Risk and regulation have always been very dynamic, right? Because regulations keep changing. Risk is an area that requires continuous tweaking, continuous change. It's not cast in stone, right? Well, what is the regulation today might be greatly different from what it's going to be tomorrow, right? And that's a reflection of changing business landscape, right? Of changing risk landscape, of it's basically the regulator's view that things are changing, and accordingly, they need to see different types of information, more types of information, or they want to put in more controls or safeguards, to save the wider wider economy, right? So it's always been an area that is dynamic and changing. So as a RegTech company, our products are, from the time of inception, they have been built to be able to withstand these kind of changes in a very fast and efficient manner, right? So if something changes, if let's say regulatory reporting, for example, if new requirements come in for which new data points are needed or new templates are needed, you know, or new calculations are needed, you know, these are all using Vermix Agile Reporter platform. These kind of changes can be built into the product in an agile, fast, nimble manner. You know, thereby reducing the time to market for our clients.
I understand that Vermeg is now offering a fully cloud-based service, which is called Colleen.cloud. Can you kindly tell us more about this remarkable initiative, as well as the high-level overview of Colleen as a platform for our podcast listening audience who will be learning it for the very first time?
Right. So Colleen is Vermeg's platform for collateral management. Right? And collateral management is one of the key areas in the area of, you know, within capital markets, where different parties that are trading different types of instruments need to exchange collateral between themselves, which could be a bilateral arrangement or with a central counterparty. Right. And this is, you know, as you know, after the 2008 crisis, you know, of Lehman Brothers collapse, this has become kind of one of the mainstays in the capital markets industry, right? And it's very important for institutions to keep a certain amount as collateral, you know, collateral for their trades, you know, before they start trading, and as and when their position of their trades changes, you know, these collateral should be adjusted accordingly. So the idea being that, you know, if someone goes under, that doesn't drag down the entire, you know, the entire market or the entire country, right? So we're learning from 2008, I guess, and that's where Colleen, our collateral management platform, is used by some of the largest tier one banks in the world, right? They rely on Colleen for their collateral management needs. And they have been using Colleen for several years, in fact, decades, I would say. Colleen Cloud is a new initiative where we are offering a lighter version of Colleen on the cloud. Now, again, this is to benefit smaller players, boutique players, and also firms that have a firm vision of going on to the cloud, you know, for their applications. It's keeping these parties in mind. So Colleen.cloud is basically Colleen offered on the cloud in a fully SaaS model, software as a service, right? And we are very excited about this, and we feel that a lot of financial institutions would benefit from this, you know, in terms of typical savings and typical benefits that a cloud infrastructure brings to them, and also benefit from obviously from you know, the new types of pricing that a SaaS model brings. Yeah.
What's your outlook for the future around risk and compliance in the context of our digital economy?
So this is this is a great question. Risk and compliance is going to be a key area of discussion, you know, a key area of, you know, that receives a lot of importance from governments, from regulators, and banks and financial institutions, right? And this is only going to increase as we have, you know, if you look at banking, for example, you know, it's changed so much over the past few years. You know, you have new types of customers. You have customers that want to engage with their bank in a different way, you know, doing new channels, different channels. You have new product types, right? Now, cryptocurrency is becoming mainstream, right? So all of these would mean that the area of risk and compliance needs to be tweaked, right? So that the radar is, you know, sufficiently covering all these changes, right? So you can't have a risk and compliance model which is like 5 years old, you know, in today's world. And these need to keep changing, and these need to change with the times, you know, to keep up with the times. So I would say the outlook around risk and compliance is definitely, it's going to be very busy. A lot of changes can be expected. Globally, I would say regulators are demanding a lot more information from banks than before, a lot more information. And regulators are also becoming more savvy. They are becoming more technology savvy. And they are developing ways and means to understand this data that is given by the banks to them, right? And make right business sense of it, right? So as they tweak their end of the chain, they will obviously expect more and more sophistication from banks and financial institutions, right? So we need to look at this space for future exciting changes.
Given your wealth of experience on this field, Nemo, any word of advice that you can give with regards to this subject matter?
It's very important for financial institutions to rely on partners. You know, they need to look for the right RegTech partners, partners that understand their business needs, partners that understand their data, partners that have a strong, robust offering, partners that understand regulators, right? A lot of banks, a lot of financial institutions are often hesitant to get, you know, to give, to spend the right amount of focus, attention, time, money on this area. My advice would be that with the right partner, a lot of your pain around compliance towards regulatory requirements can be taken away.
Very well said. Are there any digital initiatives that you're working on that you would like to share with our podcast listening audience? And what are the most easiest way of reaching out or contacting you?
Sure. At Vermeg, we have many initiatives that are lined up. Vermeg is also a company that helps with digital transformation for the banking and insurance industry. We have our own low-code, no-code platform, which is used by a large number of banks to fast-track their digital transformation. Vermeg also develops apps, digital apps, you know, which help our customers to quickly automate, you know, important pain points and quickly help them to, you know, reach out to their customers faster, improve their customer experience, you know, improve their reporting requirements, right? And these are all basically improving the customer experience of the firm's for the firm's customers, right? So that's a key area that we are working on. We also have a large number of initiatives on the regulatory front in our RegTech solutions for reporting, for collateral management, for asset managers, for banks. We have come up with fully SaaS-based platforms, okay, which are born on the cloud, cloud native, okay, and which are easy and quick to implement. And we have also partnered with a large number of industry experts, you know, consulting firms, Big Fours, etc., to tap into their expertise and bring a holistic solution to the market for our clients. So there's a lot happening at Vermeg, and I'd be very happy to share more information. I can be reached via email, and I can be reached on LinkedIn, and this would be the best ways of reaching out to me.
Thanks so much, Nemo, for sharing us your valuable insights on RegTech and the stellar feature of the Vermeg platform. We wish you great success in the future.
Thank you very much, Edgar, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you and to be on the FinCircle podcast.
This podcast episode is made possible by Vermec. We would like to express our sincere appreciation to Mr. Nemo Mohan Kumar on sharing us his insightful views on its critical importance of regulatory technology or RegTech in our present virtual economy. We would like to hear from you. Share us your thoughts regarding our topics and send us a message on the Anchor Voice message box. Your message could end up on our future podcast episode. Make sure you never miss any episodes of FinCircle by clicking the subscribe button or follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Audible, Overcast, and Anchor.fm. You can also reach us on our website at fincircle.wordpress.com and our Facebook page at FinCircle Podcast. This concludes our podcast episode today. Thank you for listening on FinCircle. This is Ed Angeles. Let's catch up again soon. Thank you.